I'm Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the Friends fanatic forever and ever.
Yes, as mentioned, I'm Vanessa Martinez, the newbie in the group. We are typically joined by another friend, Jason Ball, but he is unfortunately a little tied up doing other duties, which are very important. We will continue on. And today we're going to be talking about the 66th episode of the series called The One with the Hypnosis Tape, which premiered on March 13th, 1997, with 28.1 million viewers. Jackie, give us the lowdown.
Yes. So now we're finally like out of the awkward stage of Ross and Rachel breakup. We're kind of moving on now and new characters are being introduced, which is two new characters here. So Phoebe's little brother, Frank Jr., is back and he is getting married, but to his former home ec teacher, Alice, who is way older than him. Phoebe convinces the guys to try to talk him out of it, but ends up, you know, other things end up happening with that. And then Monica meets Pete, a millionaire played by John Favreau. So I like that this episode is finally getting back to, it's like getting back on the train. We're getting back to the regular Friends stuff, you know, like meeting people and new characters being introduced. So
yeah, we're done moping around with Ross and Rachel for now. There are new things to worry about in the group.
So
one of the funny things is, so last episode we saw Chandler was smoking. And Rachel wants to help him kind of quit his habits. So she gives him these hypnosis tapes that her coworker was using. So he starts listening to them and while he's sleeping, but he doesn't realize that they are focused for women.
Yes.
They're not, you know, for both sexes, just women.
He becomes so feminine in this whole episode. And I thought he did so well with it because also, like we've discussed, like Chandler's character has some qualities and people thinking he's gay. And so it kind of, I think this kind of piggybacks on that and it kind of expands on that story of his character.
Yeah, we saw the chapstick. He did really good with that. But then also at first it didn't click when he walked in with the briefcase that was signifying a purse, because a lot of men have those kind of briefcases.
Yeah, and I feel like in New York too, all the businessmen walking around in Wall Street have a briefcase, you know, but maybe not so much anymore. I haven't been there in a
backpacks,
while.
Backpacks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I thought Chandler's mannerisms, he did so good with it. I mean, he just plays so well with it, and it just, it's the funniest part of the episode, I think, as well, you know, so because we do see, you know, like a serious conversation with Frank Jr. and Phoebe, because Frank Jr. is engaged, which we're all happy about until we meet his fiance. And it's like,
yes.
Oh my gosh.
His fiance is 26 years older than him. And as Jackie mentioned, it's his home ec teacher.
Yeah.
Who Frankie calls Mrs. Knight.
Yes.
He doesn't even call her Alice.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I have to get used to that. And it's strange. It's strange, but I see how they brought it in, because Frank Jr. is strange, you know, like in a good way. But like also it's just, what 44-year-old woman would go for an 18-year-old man? It's creepy in a little sense.
Yeah, I mean, but it does happen.
It does.
Not something you see every day.
No. It reminded me of that case in real life, Laterna, like Kate Laterna and her student were actually served jail time. And granted, that was a little more younger, obviously, but it was very iffy.
It was definitely iffy, but I feel like they made light out of the situation. And I feel like every time Frank Jr. is in this an episode, he is hilarious. Yeah. Giovanni Ribisi does such a good job. So I wonder if, like, you know, he came up with these lines or what the case was, because he played them very well. He played the character very well.
He did. Yes, yes. And did you notice, okay, so Alice is played by Deborah Jo Rupp, who played the mom in That 70s Show. So I recognized her right away when I was watching it in the early 2000s. I was like, oh, that's from That 70s Show. And she's an accomplished actress even now. So it was cool that they brought her in, and she's perfect for it because she has that youthful little girl kind of look, you know, like she's not like this. The way they dress her and the way they do her hair, she kind of has that youthful kind of childlike.
Yeah, I have never seen That 70s Show, so I don't know if that's something I should add on my to watch list. But there's a lot of shows to get through now that I have. But yeah, I definitely like how Frankie introduced Mrs. Knight. You know, you see them, it's kind of like, you know, Phoebe's very happy for him, but then she does a complete 180 when she finds out that she is 26 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I know she's worried for her brother, and it's hard for her to see, and she even tries to have him call off the wedding, and at one point, they did.
Mm-hmm. They did. And then she realizes, like, how much she actually hurt him, because as a, like, older sister, like I have older siblings, you have your older sister, and it's like they want what's best for us, but sometimes we're just like, but this is what I want, you know. And granted, at this point he's young and she's, you know, in her mid-20s and he's 18, so she's trying to protect him because he is young, but there are instances where it's just like, just let me do me and I'll figure it out, you know.
Yeah he's 18 and she is 44, so he's discovering himself, and I feel like he has a lot to discover still.
Yes, and that's the thing. It's like they're saying, well, we want kids right away because she's 44. And so that is actually going to be a big part of Phoebe's storyline later when they said, we want to start having kids right away. So pay attention to that little comment. But also it's just jumping into the relationship right away. It's like they move fast and then they're going to have kids. She's like, and the reaction too from all the friends in Central Perk was hilarious. They're all just like jaws dropped, like,
yeah. They like all couldn't believe it themselves and this was gonna happen.
Yeah, yes, because it is kind of jaw dropping, like, what, oh my gosh, she's way older, oh, it was Mrs. Knight, the home ec teacher, oh, they want to have kids right away, oh my gosh. And then the awkwardness of them kissing, I thought it was so hilarious.
Yes, that was one of my favorite moments, you know, when he says when she says, when it comes to love, what does age matter? And then they look at each other and they start growling.
Yes. Yes, isn't that funny? And then so Deborah Jo Rupp was actually nervous to play Mrs. Knight, making out with a very young Giovanni Ribisi the entire episode. But as she described in this Friends of Friends book, she said, Ribisi made it easy for her by saying, all right, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to just throw you on the table and make out with you. We have to be committed. I don't think I could have done it with anybody else. Like, for them to have that conversation, like, we have to be committed into the awkwardness. I thought that was very good with Giovanni and Deborah Jo Rupp, because it is true. That is a 44-year-old woman making out with Giovanni Ribisi, who's 18. And it's like, in real life, that's just so awkward. But they did it. And they did a really good job of showing how strange it was.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely liked it. And even him, like, you know, when Phoebe had that conversation with Alice, telling him, you know, telling her, you know, hey, you shouldn't be, we don't see the whole conversation happen, but we know what happens. Mm-hmm. And then when she calls her brother in, or when she brings Alice in,
mm-hmm,
to have Alice tell Frank Jr. the scripted lines that Phoebe gives her, you know, so that they could make up. But even before then, you know, we see that Frank Jr.'s really affected by the whole breakup, mm-hmm, because he said that Allison made things better, you know. His dad left him. He punctured his lung and he found it hard to breathe in cold air.
Mm-hmm.
And he also stole some birds and, you know, got in some trouble, but she made it all better.
Yeah, and I think that's what love is, too. It's just, like, that enhances your life. I mean, I have never experienced it. I imagine Vanessa as a married woman, that's what it does, you know?
Yeah.
It does. And, like, you know, those beginning stages of love, I think, you know, I would imagine, mm-hmm, it's just, like, it's so, like, so wonderful. And for somebody to take that away, knowing that you both feel the same way, it's just, that's heartbreaking. That's what he describes it. And it's funny the way he describes it again, like you said, it's just very him, very Frank Jr.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and even if Phoebe enlists the help of Joey and Chandler to have him, you know, rethink his marriage to Alice, but it kind of fails because they realize how happy Frank Jr. is. Yeah. And they just say, you know, go get him, go do this thing.
Yeah.
And yeah. Frank Jr. enlists the help of, you know, Joey is the best man and Ross is the ring bearer in this wedding that's supposed to happen.
I know. And then because Ross again knows that he messed up. I had that and I screwed it up, you know. It's like, yeah, she's like, well, I have that now. And so it is cute how he kind of, I was almost called Giovanni. Frank Jr. turns it around on them. So, yeah. And it was good. It was good. I liked the whole, it was creepy, but in a lightful way that Friends does it, but I see it and it's okay. And the actors did a really good job with the awkwardness.
Yeah, and it's funny because Phoebe also says, she's like, it's not fair to Frank and it's not good home economics. Oh my gosh.
Oh. All right, well, let's take a break. And then when we return, let's talk about the other character that was introduced, Pete. Who is Pete? Jon Favreau. We'll talk about him when we get back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And we're back. So the second character that was brought in to this episode was a new one. It's Pete. Pete is into Monica.
Yes, and Pete is played by Jon Favreau, and he has been in so many TV shows and so many movies.
And director, and he's like a huge, huge name. And the chef show on Netflix with Roy Choi, and it's just like, he is everywhere. And I like his stuff now. I liked him then. It's just, he is such a presence in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, he is definitely, yeah, he's everywhere. And he looked so young. All looked so young.
I know. So young, so little, such a like a young face, you know, from what we've seen. Obviously every age is, but I like how much he likes Monica as well. Like Monica's like shooing him off, being like, no, you just like me because I'm blonde, big boobs, and I serve you food. She's like, well, then I would like to date my aunt, you know, or something like that.
But yeah, and even Rachel is kind of like iffy about the relationship. Like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, because Monica's not attracted to him. So she doesn't see him in that way.
Right, yeah. And then he gives her a $20,000 tip.
Yes. Which is real. Which we find out.
Like, yes, I mean.
It's real.
Would you have kept the tip?
It's a Moss 865 computer program that everybody uses at work.
Which is like Microsoft, whatever, Microsoft 180, Microsoft 365. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. So is he supposed to be like a Bill Gates of Friends?
I don't know. Yeah, but
would I have kept the tip? I would have done the same thing Monica would have, is I would have like contacted him and like been like, hey, what the hell is this? What is this? You know?
Would you take offense to it like she did?
I probably would be like, what's going on? Like, yeah, I think I would. It just depends. Like, if it was like, if it was like a big, like, Rupert Murdoch coming in and tipping me, I would have cashed it right away. Because he's like an older man. Like, okay, I know that's Rupert Murdoch. I know he's not trying to, I'm not going to get with him, so I'm not even going to put the effort to, like, contact him. I'm going to catch that right away. But she didn't know. Yeah. She didn't know, you know, like, she didn't know who he was. So
yeah, they found him in a magazine because he was posing with Bill Clinton.
Yes.
The president at the time of the episode.
At the time of the episode because of the program he created. So, and I like the way that she kind of agrees. She reluctantly agrees, but he takes her to Italy.
That was a very extravagant first date. Here's my thing. How do they get there so quickly?
Well, because it's on the East Coast, and then it's like 9 hours, and so it'd probably be like an overnight date where you go.
That's true.
You know, it's a lot further for us because we're on the West Coast, but East Coast, probably like 8 hours on the flight, have dinner, and then come back, you know? They didn't really expand if she stayed the night or not, you know?
Yeah, and how did she have euros on hand to pay for the dinner?
Lira. That's what the Italian lira is before they moved over to the euros. I worked in currency exchange in college. So.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes.
Yes. Probably because he had it. I don't know. He's a billionaire dude. Like, just has extra money. I'd watch like a suitcase. It's like, okay, where are we going today?
Yeah, that would be really nice.
But they didn't show that. But I thought it was cute. He just swept her off her feet. But what's funny too is also when he picked up Monica and they're like, how much money do you have in your pocket right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. But I mean, he went on the first date and I mean, she seemed to have a great time when she got back.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to see him a few more episodes too. This becomes an arc for Monica. So now that Ross and Rachel are done, we're moving on to other relationships. You know, other people, Frank Jr. and Phoebe's relationship, Monica and Pete's relationship. So it's kind of getting back to what the other friends are doing. So I like that. And I think it's all fun and fun for them, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, we continue to see a little bit of Ross and Rachel's relationship after the breakup at the beginning of this episode when Ross calls hypnosis stupid. And then he wipes off the cinnamon from Rachel's drink.
Oh, yeah. The tension is still there.
Yes, it's still brewing.
It's still there. Oh, I ordered no cinnamon. He wipes off a foam and puts it down.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a nice little subtle way of saying there's still tension.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. This is good. Anything else? Would you like, what was your favorite? Did you have a favorite line?
My favorite line would be, from Frank Jr.'s.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know how I could be too young because I'm older than I was when we first got together.
Yes. I love that line too, because it's just the
innocence of it all.
Yeah, the innocence and the way that he's thinking, the way an 18-year-old would think is like, that is, oh, I was older this year than I was last year. It's like, not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Whereas it is a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I thought that was good too. That was my favorite line as well.
Yeah, I like any episode that he's in. I feel like it he just adds so much to it and it's just so witty. Like, I thought Phoebe was witty and just so, her character was so well crafted, but they really did well with Frank Jr.'s character.
Yeah, and Frank Jr.'s not going away. He's going to pop up again. Yeah, throughout the whole entire series. And like I said, very big arc for Phoebe when it comes to Frank and Alice. So they're setting something up. So we'll see how that goes.
Got it. Sounds good. Can't wait to see it.
Yes.
So coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Rachel has a date and it's not with Ross.
Yeah.
And if you like this episode, subscribe, download, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes. And follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. And we'll see you next time.
Yes. But speaking of nice comments, we received one recently.
Yes.
It's always nice when people leave us nice comments because it makes us feel good about what we're doing, you know, and just kind of that we can bring everyone together to talk about one specific show, and that specific show is Friends. So we always, you know, feel excited when we have a new comment like this one from Christine Michelin. She says, thank you for the much needed distraction. After losing my job in January, then my boyfriend of 25 years dies, then the pandemic, I was lost. Listening to your podcast affords me the luxury of laughter, something that rarely occurs. Wishing you all good health and happiness. Keep up the fabulous work. Sincerely, Christine M. Pack.
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy we can keep spreading joy through this podcast. And that's what it is. That's why
One friend at a time.
We are our friend, Christine. So thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes. So continue listening. And until next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.